Third one is the second quarter 2026 specialty court fees, $324.26. And the last one is the second quarter 2026 e-filing fees, $70. And those are being transferred today to the state contractor. Okay.
Motion to approve the consent agenda as presented by our treasurer, B.J. Westbrook.
Second. Motion made by Ash. Second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 7-2. And to the minutes, CU hours following Commission Precinct 3. Paul D. Webb, certificate of completion for 2026, was successfully completed 14 hours of education and training. There's no action taken on item number 2. Item number 3. And here to the minutes, CU hours following Commission Precinct 4. Chair Ali, certificate of completion for 2026, was successfully completing 12 hours of education training. No action taken on item 4. Discuss and take necessary action on appointment of Chris Kane to the Cypress Valley Navigation Board for a 2-year term beginning September 2026 and ending September 2028. One of our appointees, Mr. Brad Meisenheimer, previous commissioner on this court, added this agenda item for our consideration. Any questions? This came from the board. I'm sure they vetted this individual so that they wanted them on there.
I'll make a motion that we appoint Mr. Chris Kane to the Cypress Valley Navigation Board for a 2-year term, September 2026 to September 2028.
Second. Motion by Lee, second by Webb. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion. Just a Yep. I just thought about this. Is there an issue with that since I'm on that board? Okay.
That's why you're on there.
Okay, well, I just want to make sure that we're making that motion. Okay.
You are the eyes and ears of this court. Item number five, discuss and take necessary action on 2026 sheriffs and constable fees.
No changes?
No changes. You guys got any questions? I make a motion to accept the 2026 sheriffs and constable fees with no changes.
Second.
Motion made by myself, second by Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number six, discuss and take necessary action on presentation by Will Thomas regarding Marion County Health and Resource Coalition Community Health Corp. Healthcare Initiatives. Mr. Thomas.
Good morning, sir. How's everybody doing?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Oh, man, I'm not complaining. Not complaining at all.
Always like it when you come up in here because you get the morning pepped up and started.
That's what I'm here for.
Yes, sir.
Okay, on behalf of Marion County Health and Resource Coalition, please provide an update on one of the coalition's most significant accomplishments to date. Through a collaborative effort through Marion County Health and Resource Coalition, Community Health Board, Marion County Hospital District, Jefferson Independent School District, and the Texas A&M at Tyler School of Medicine, we are proud to announce that we have opened up the Ford Health System, which is a new primary care clinic right here in Jefferson that will serve the residents of Marion County. As everybody knows, for many years, we've had a lot of problems with healthcare here. And one of the things that we wanted to do is basically take care of the people. And that was what this whole coalition was put together to do. The clinic that that's here now is going to provide comprehensive primary health care for children, adolescents, adults, senior citizens, it doesn't matter. And the service is going to include preventative care, wellness exam, treatment for acute illness, management of chronic illness, referrals for specialty care, and coordination with additional health resources as needed. What it is one that I asked Ms. Patty Brady to come up, and she's gonna come up and speak a little bit about it as well.
Patty, you got this on auto.
Yeah, good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners. Will, as he always does, was a great presentation. This is Steve Archer. Steve, you'll tell him your title.
So I'm the Director of Health with Community Health Corps.
Yeah, so Steve is our go-getter as well. He's our Will kind of Community Health Corps. He goes and gets the grants. He makes sure that all of our new sites are up and running. Our clinic here is called Core Health Systems, which is a program of Community Health Corps. Integrated care with mental health and physical health, well, primary care. And as Will mentioned, we can serve anyone in the county, Medicaid, Medicare, self-pay, private insurance, and we also have a sliding fee scale, so families can pay as little as $20 for a full visit. Even if they cannot pay that, that's okay. We want to encourage everyone to come in. We'll work with them and give them the care that they need. So even if everyone in this room already has a primary care doctor, but you're not, you're feeling under the weather, and or maybe you throw your back out like Will did last week, you can come see us. We can see you and get you up and feeling better. I wanted to share a quick story about Will, and then I think Steve might want to share a few things. But we've been wanting to have a clinic here for many, many years, a primary care clinic. And Will called me the week of Thanksgiving, and we have a big fundraiser with our foundation that I'm over. It's a 5K in Texarkana. And so it was the week of that, and Will said, do you have just a minute to talk? I'm not going to keep you, but I think you have a minute to talk. Well, 3 hours later.
Those are his famous last words.
3 hours later, we can get this going. Let me talk to Steve. Let's talk to some people. And he said, do you think you can get it going before Christmas? And I said, well, it might be a few more months than that. And it does. You all know it takes time to be able to get all the things going, get providers, and be able to get the accreditations and different things like that. But we're very, very excited to be here and be able to serve Marion County. We're so excited about the partnership with all of these different entities, especially the schools here, and being able to serve the children and make making sure that they're getting not only their well physically, but mentally as well too. And so that partnership is huge, huge for us. Steve, do you have anything else to add?
I just wanted to say thank you, and we're excited to be a part of this community. We hope to plug in more and more. Like Patty said, we've been wanting to be here for a long time, and we finally have. Our first day was last week, and we're really excited to be here. So looking forward to plugging in and becoming more a part of the community.
Now, I'll say it, and I've said it for years and years. We're very proud of the partnership that we have with Community Health Corps. What 98% of part of that people don't see is your outreach and the day in and day out showing up to the county jail to check people out to make sure that they're getting the care that they need instead of sitting in a jail cell getting zero care. And I've said it over and over and over and over and over again the last 8 years, the state of Texas is in a mental health super crisis, far beyond the realm that anybody could imagine in their brains. And we're proud that you guys are here. We're proud to be a partner. We're proud to continue our partnership with Community Health Corps. And if there's anything that this Corps can do to help you in your endeavor, we want to be able to do that. So please reach out in the future. And Will, thank you for always pushing people to do things in a timely manner in which you see fit.
Yes.
Because that helps us all. It motivates us.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Number 7, discuss and take necessary action regarding Pitten Bowes NASPO Value Point FMP lease agreement option C for the Sheriff's Department for Synpro C200 60 months at $67.50 a month, authorizing the county judge to sign.
From the sheriff's office, no. It's like every 5 years, or at the end of every lease, they upgrade the equipment and do another lease.
And it's our time.
Sheriff knows better than me.
No, I talked to Terry about it. It's very similar to what she has now, so.
Okay. I'll make a motion regarding necessary action regarding the Pitten Bowes NASPO Value Point FMV lease agreement option C for the Sheriff's Department for the Synpro C2000 for 60 months at $67.50 a month and authorizing our county judge to sign.
Second.
Motion by Ashley, second by Madison. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Right. Discuss and take necessary action regarding the 2026 request of unclaimed property capital credits for counties from the Texas Comptroller, authorizing the county judge to sign. We do this every year. We request capital credits from the comptroller's office. Sometimes we get a little bit of money. Sometimes we get a little bit more money than a little bit. We have to send a request in to claim it, so that's what this is. And we will keep you updated on the process. Any questions?
I'll make a motion that we set the request regarding the 2026 request of unclaimed property capital credit for counties from the Texas Comptroller authorizing the County Justice Center.
Second. Motion made by Lee. Second. Webb. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Number 9. Discuss the necessary action regarding the water and sewer infrastructure, House Bill 500, direct appropriations project. I have nothing to report. Channel, do you have anything? I'm no action taken on item number 9 unless you guys have any questions on it. Hearing none.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn made by Commissioner Ashley. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.